Canada.
Nice. That's a producer. It is 2:36 on WGN. Steve Dale here on a Sunday afternoon for about 10 more minutes or so than the Cowboys and the Eagles are here. But right now, who is here? It is Tony Estrada from El Mariachi Restaurant and Tequila Bar. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how are you? How you doing, Steve?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. Happy Sunday. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. So Sunday, that's your day for your famous brunch that you guys do. So how are you doing that, given everything going on right now?
Well, I mean, we do a $26 bottomless mimosa brunch. It includes unlimited mimosas and also an entree from our brunch menu. We do have a few tables that we can utilize inside as long as the windows are open. So we have about four tables inside and about another probably about 15 heated tables out in our back patio. So we're getting through one way or another, you know, we're hanging in there. You know, it's a fun environment. You know, we have music, great food, unlimited mimosas. They always get topped off, you know. You got to stay warm somehow, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the doctor failed to mention that mimosas, that's our cure for COVID-19, no question about it. The preventive as well. So you have outside, you've got these tents outside and back, and in front, in the restaurant, you could sit in the restaurant if you're right at these windows. I've seen the restaurant, been there many times, so I know that you have these giant windows in front that you open up. So as things can be safe, that's within the guidelines for sure.
Correct.
So you could sit in the restaurant, but could you also order lunch or brunch, I'm sorry, to go if you so desire?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you could do indoors. I mean, you could come in and dine in or carry out. We do have delivery available, or, you know, if you want to pick it up and go, you know, we do have curbside pickup. Mm-hmm. We have everything available. You know, you can order directly through the restaurant, or you can order through Grubhub, Postmates, Uber, Caviar, DoorDash, you name it. We're in all the, you know, we have all the companies available.
Now, while those companies, I'm glad you brought that up. So while those companies are convenient, Postmates and Uber Eats and DoorDash and all the others, do you not make as much money because they're making money on this as well? Is it preferred by you, and I'll let you speak for other restaurants here as well, that you mm-hmm. order directly through the restaurant for restaurants that do that?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, we take a hit, you know, with the commission. So every restaurant has different rates, you know. But we, you know, primarily we prefer if you call in. If not, you know, Grubhub is another one that we also provide our own drivers for. So, I mean, that one doesn't charge too many, you know, too much. So either way, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever's more convenient for the guests, you know, I know it's easier sometimes to just get on your phone and, you know, with the application, just tap, 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 and then send, you know. So whatever's convenient, you know, we value the support, you know. So whatever works best for them, you know. But it is more convenient if you call directly to the restaurant.
How are you doing New Year's?
So for New Year's Eve, which, you know, going to do we usually do a prefix menu, but due to the conditions this year, you know, we decided just to have a regular menu available. We do have over 20, you know, handcrafted margaritas and cocktails available, over 100 tequilas and mezcales to choose from.
Say that again. That's the most important thing any guest has ever said on this station. How many tequilas?
Yeah. Over 100 different tequilas and mezcales to choose from. So if you're a tequila drinker, make sure you come over and try them out.
What's the difference between tequila and mezcal? Mezcal.
Well, I mean, it's different. They're made differently. You know, it's just a different techniques of making. Making the tequila versus the mezcal. You know, both are made from agave, so that, you know, it's pretty much. You know, there's over. I think over like 20 or 50 different. Agave plants that you can that are available, you know, but primarily, you know, the main difference that I think that you would say, I mean, not the tequila, the mezcal has more of a like smoky, you know, flavor to it,
right?
You know, so if you're not into that, you know, strong smoky flavor, I would recommend to probably, you know, go with more of a tequila versus a mezcal. You know, so, I mean, a lot of the people, you know, when they order a cocktail with mezcal, like we have this smoked pineapple moonshine margarita, you know, and then we top it off with a little bit of mezcal to give that little smoky aftertaste, you know, that some people love it. It's one of those things you either love or hate, you know.
Yeah, I personally am a fan. If you haven't tried it, if you like things that have a smoky flavor, if you like tequila in the first place. And I think people over the past 10 years have begun to think differently about tequila. It used to be, I'll have a shot, and that was it. But
You slam it, and that's it.
Yeah, but not anymore. Fine tequila really is worth...
You sip it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think so anyway. So for New Year's Eve, you could sit in the restaurant, or another option is to do what we talked about, and that is take it to go, right?
Correct. Yeah, we could. Right now, we're allowed to serve, to sell alcohol to go as well. So we have all the margaritas available. You can pick up booze as well as food. You know, whatever you want. You know, we have everything available. We also have these cool little family packs that we're doing for everybody too. You know, for families of four or five. You know, it's like $40 to $50. It includes, you know, appetizers, entrees. You know, for enough for four to five people. So that's another cool little thing we're doing just as an alternative option to our regular menu. So. It all depends, you know, what we're looking forward to do, you know. And then on the next day, on New Year's Day, we're going to open up that Friday morning to do kind of like a little hangover brunch, you know. So it's the same thing as what we do on Saturdays and Sundays, but we're going to extend an extra day for New Year's Day. We're going to do a bottomless mimosa brunch as well. So, you know, we'll have both options available for either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. How about this idea? If you don't know whether you'd survive sitting outside in the tent, because the heaters, it's still not like sitting inside, but it does warm it up. Can you do a test run? Can people come by during the day, of course, when you're open, and just sit out there for 3 minutes just to get some idea?
Yeah, they could stop and check it out just to take a look at what we have out there, you know, and that way they can, you know, make a decision if they want to make a reservation or not. You know, they're more than welcome to come in and take a look at the space and, you know, we also have, which both rooms are still available. We have private party rooms in the back, you know. It's one of them seats up to 50 people. The other one seats up to 75. But we could currently use it up to, you know, families of 10. So if someone wants to do a little get-together, we can't do more than 10 people at the moment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, both rooms are available. If they prefer to do something inside, you know, we can reserve the whole room for them. They'll have just one server taking care of them, and then maybe a food runner bringing in the food, manager touching up on the table, make sure everything is good. But other than that, the entire room would be reserved just for them. So we do have two private spaces available, in the back. So that's something that someone would rather do inside. And then when you do the private space, you can have the windows closed, everything, you know, comfortable for the guests. But, you know, that's also an alternative option for someone that doesn't want to do outside in the cold or with the windows open, you know, but it does have to be a private event.
What's your address, Tony?
It's 3906 North Broadway. We're right in the corner of Broadway and Sheridan, right next to Irving Park.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year.
I appreciate you joining us, and enjoy the tequila.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you soon. We'll have your mole ready, Steve.
Yeah, I love his mole. That's what he's right. I love mole sauces. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to talk about that. If you have a restaurant that you want to recommend me talking to or about on a Sunday, I am more than happy to do that. Email me, steve@stevedale.tv, and we will feature your favorite restaurant because I want to promote restaurants the best that I can.